stand for prayer and the Psalms this morning. Our prayer again for this month comes from Hebrews chapter 4. Our Father, give us godly fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into your rest, any of us, come short of it. Unto us preach the gospel, as it was preached to our fathers, yet preach to us thy word with profit, mixed with faith in us who hear thy word. Amen. Pretty important prayer to ask. We have Psalm 149 for praise this morning.
Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, unto him a new song and praise, in the assembly of his saints, in sweet songs do the meek way. praise hallelujah.
Can't sing that one too often, I suppose. Definitely not one you're going to sing too often in most churches, though. Especially the last line. So we are in Psalm 119. The Hebrew letter is Zayin. Zayin, and sound it corresponds to our English letter Z, but it is not the end of the Hebrew alphabet. It's the seventh part, so we are on the seventh part of Psalm 119, which Hebrew letter, seventh letter is Zayin. And it is to the tune of Zera. To make it easy. Give a hum for this one. Judgments, righteous Lord, which thou of old forth gave, I did remember in myself by them comfort had. And then he goes into the next line and says how ill men, horror takes hold on him in 53, because ill men forsake his law. You know, he's kind of horrified by that. I think that's something that we are not used to in our day and age, being horrified that people just don't care about God's law. Sad situation. Our next psalm is Psalm 54. We're going to sing this to the tune of Howard Dublin, which is what we would usually sing four to, so we'll have a hum through this one, and then we'll sing it.
Mm-hmm.
third verse we got. We're going to go to our Old and New Testament lesson, responsive reading and resuscitation. We're going to go to Leviticus chapter 26, which is the blessings and the cursings of the law. And then we'll finish that with Galatians 3. The New Testament, which will balance the two things there out. Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26. Verse 1. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God.
Ye shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord.
If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them,
then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit.
And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely.
And I will give you sheep in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land.
And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword.
And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword.
For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you.
And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new.
And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you.
And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people.
I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondsmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright.
But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments,
and if ye shall despise my statutes, and if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant,
I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning anger. Then shall consume the eyes, and cause sorrow of the heart. And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it.
And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies, that they hate you, shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursue you.
And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins.
And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heavens as iron and your earth as brass.
And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit.
And if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins.
I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highway shall be desolate.
And if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me,
then I will also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you 7 times for your sins.
And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy.
And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in 1 oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by the weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied.
And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me,
then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins.
And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat.
And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you.
And I will make your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savor of your sweet odors.
And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which are on their end shall be astonished at it.
And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste.
Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land, even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath.
As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths when you dwelt upon it.
And among them that are left alive of you, I will send a patience into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth.
And they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth, and yet shall have no power to stand before your enemies.
And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up.
And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities, in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them.
If they shall confess their iniquities, and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespass, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me,
and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies. If then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity,
then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land.
The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because even because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes.
And yet for all of that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them, to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God.
But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord.
These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and them, from Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses.
Amen. We'll go to Galatians chapter 3 and starting 15. I want to point out the incredible balance that God puts in there. You know, you can focus on the bad stuff, which is undoubtedly happening in our land. As a matter of fact, as you just go through it, it's much more real today than it ever was when I first read that verse and took it seriously. But, you know, that is the ground of Reformation. You know, we talk about being reformed. Well, the ground of being reformed is not Martin Luther. The ground of being reformed is, if you will not be reformed by these, then I'll punish you seven times more for your sins. Reformation oftentimes is brought on by hardships, and it leads us back to Christ. It leads us back to our covenant makers. So I think that's highly important to pay attention to. It's not just a bunch of good and bad stuff all thrown into a chapter. It's very real, and it's definitely happening upon our nation today. So if we be in Christ, then we are in Galatians chapter 3. We're going to start in 15. Galatians chapter 3. Going to start at 15 for our New Testament lesson, which will correspond to that exact thing in terms of covenants. Galatians 3, verse 15. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or add thereto.
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seed as the many, but as the one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect.
For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise.
Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgression, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator.
Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one.
Is the law then against the promises of God?
God forbid.
For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law.
But the Scripture has concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe.
But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith, which should afterwards be revealed.
Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, bringing us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster.
For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ
Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And so the correspondence there is that the curse of the law is broken by the promise made to Abraham. And if you will take notice, you could have learned that directly out of Leviticus 26, because that's exactly what God goes back to and says, I will remember the covenant I made with your ancestors if you come to me in repentance. So, you may be seated. Hang on to your combed book for later. Let's go to Psalm 28. Ending today, we will go over the very first confessional in the back of the book, the Confession of Christ, the Greatest Commandments, Shema, Israel, Yahweh, Elohimu, Yahweh, God. Let's give a hana for it.
Draw me on. of my heart.
The first of all the commandments is,
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God
with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this,
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
They who answer thus answer wisely, for Jesus said unto him who knew these commandments are greatest, You are
not far from the kingdom of God.
Brother Roger, would you mind closing us with a word of prayer today?
Father Yahweh, thank you for this time we've had together on this beautiful day. We ask you, Father, to guide us, direct us in all that we do, protect us even as we sleep, and especially while we meander through this crazy world that we live in. I ask you to join us on this rest of this Sabbath day, praying that all that we say and do will be pleasing in your sight. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen.